All right, well, this call is all about our upcoming event this weekend. So if you're on this call, it means you are either registered for our terms event or you decide to get on here anyway and you're not registered, and maybe I can convince you to register because this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's only going to happen once. I'm not doing it again. We are taping it, so you should know that if you do miss the event, you can get the tapes. They'll be $9.97, and it'll probably be right around the first of the year or so before they're released, maybe even after, because it's going to take a while to get them edited and ready for production and release. If you are going to attend the event, then please make some notes here. And when we get through with that, I'm going to talk to you about bringing some property information sheets. So if you're on this call right now and you know as much about filling those out as I do, then I'll tell you when it's time for you to jump off, and the rest of you can stay on here until we get through that, because we really would like to actually turn up some real deals for you while we're doing this event if you're going to attend live. Our starting time now on Saturday is 8 a.m. That's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you are listening to this thing and you are in Seattle or California, go to bed early, because it'll be 5 o'clock in the morning for you. I'm going to go till 6 o'clock on Saturday, Eastern Standard Time, and we'll start again at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. I do not know what time I'm going to finish on Sunday, but it will be no later than 5, and possibly even sooner than that if I can get done. I have a course to record. I'm going to get through all of the material. I have no intentions of rushing it, and I've got a lot of work to do. I can tell you that the manual alone is about 205 pages, so, and it's all brand new stuff. Now, if you are a quick start real estate school graduate, you're going to see a lot of stuff in there that's familiar, and you're going to see a lot of new stuff in there as well, because what I'm doing with this course is I'm combining the green Pretty House cash flow system with my purple control without ownership system and literally redoing them to the point to where they're going to be an all-in-one, all-inclusive system called Terms. Because when you think about it, whether I'm buying and selling with owner financing or lease optioning or sandwich lease optioning or doing acts or even options, straight options, that's all Terms, and that's all going to be covered over the weekend in this one system. So I don't know how many CDs, DVDs are going to wind up being, but it's going to be two full days. So if you are tuning in now and you have not currently registered, then I can tell you where to go to get registered, and that's going to be at ronlegrand.com/terms. That's ronlegrand.com/terms. You still have time to get in, but it is too late for us to actually ship you the manual and have it arrive prior to when we start on Saturday morning. It most likely won't, because even if we get it out here on Wednesday, it's unlikely it's going to get to you in time. However, you can still download the manual if you're not attending live. Of course, if you're attending live, we'll hand you when you walk in the door. But if you're going to download the manual, then you can do that, and you can actually put it into your iBooks or wherever you want to watch it online, and simply just wait till we send you one by mail so you don't have to print out that 205 pages, because you will need the manual as we go through the class on Saturday and Sunday. This is only $497, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't registered yet, do yourself a favor and go do it, because it's the cheapest you're ever going to get it, and this is going to be a bunch of really, really, really quality current information that I'm going to be covering in these 2 days. Now, we are going to be processing property information sheets. Actually, Lynette Wolf is coming just to do that. And, in fact, we have to have those in our office by 5 o'clock on Thursday. That's this coming Thursday. Like, that's 3 days from now. They got to be in our office by 4 o'clock Eastern Time, because we want to get them called on Friday so that we don't have to work so hard on Saturday. Lynette's going to call them all, and then we're going to have live deal structuring sessions, one on Saturday and one on Sunday, to go over the ones that she got a hold of. And we'll discuss in class then what will we do with them. And I'm going to go right through the scripts. I got some all new scripts in here, and We're literally going to take these things, and I'm going to teach you exactly what to do with them, what script to use to call them back based on what information you got on the property information sheet, just like in real life, and get this down to where it's step by step so that even a brand spanking new beginner will know exactly what to do. So if you want property information sheets, only if you're live now. If you're attending online, we cannot process your property information sheets. We're only going to do it if you're live and in class. If you are coming live, of course, we must know that so we can have a space for you. We are almost at capacity for our live crowd, so if you're coming live, you better darn sure tell us that. And you may bring a guest if you come live, so make sure they're registered, because if they're not registered, they will not be admitted. So if you have registered live and you intend to bring a guest and you're not sure whether you registered a guest or not, you better call our office tomorrow and do that, because you can add one. It's not too late to do that. But only one guest, please.
Ron, hi.
Hey, it's Lynette.
Lynette.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just going over instructions here. I already talked about you, so you can go to sleep now.
But I wanted to tell them the importance of bringing in the more lead sheets and the more money they can make.
Yep.
We actually, you don't even know this, Ron, but we did some live calls just last weekend for some friends of yours over there in Jacksonville Rhea Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to consummate two awesome deals because they brought the lead sheets in. And, I mean, I know you're tired of seeing all the paychecks coming in from the Quick Start Real Estate Schools that we generate, but this was pretty cool. This was a house, actually, that we ended up taking over the debt for $142,000. We asked, we said, will you sell the house for what you owe on it? And they said yes, just like we hear all the time. And we were able to, actually, it's Jason. He already had a buyer lined up in that farm area where he buys and sells houses. And he has a buyer lined up. He already got... Just yesterday, he got a check for $5,000 non-refundable deposit. He sold the house for $179,000, and the payment on the house on the 142 mortgage was 1175 PITI, and he actually was able to get $1,395 a month. So he's so happy he brought that lead sheet in, Ron. It's $200 a month positive cash flow, $37,000 net profit, and immediate $5,000 that he already collected.
And you did this right here under my nose in my city, huh?
That's the fun part. It was right there in Jacksonville on Thursday night. Yep, and we got lots of witnesses.
All right. Well, guys, Lynette got the last deal available in Jacksonville, so if you live here, sorry, it's too late to bring in lead sheet. I'm just kidding. Bring in all you want. Now, listen, honestly, to be serious, don't bring in more than three or four. Don't bring us in a pile of 20 lead sheets, because we're not going to get them processed. And don't bring in more than if you're bringing in leads, make sure they got a yes answer on them, because there's no sense of bringing in no's. We're just not going to have time to get to them. So if they say yes to one of the questions that we're going to ask, then bring them in. And if you don't know what I mean by that, then hang on, because I'm going to go over the sheet here in just a minute, so you will know what I'm talking about. Lynette, I've been through the punch list almost. We're going to have this at the Hyatt downtown, folks, so if you don't have a room there yet, still got time. I'll give you that phone number here right now. That's the Hyatt, right down on the water in Jacksonville. It's a beautiful area down there. It's right down the street from Jacksonville Landing, and we do have a beautiful waterfront here in Jacksonville. We don't have a football team, but we do have a beautiful waterfront. We do have a football team, but they don't win much. All right, here's the phone number for Hyatt Regency. It's 904-588-1234, 588-1234. And we will start at 8 a.m. sharp on Saturday. So whether you're online or not, do not be late, because I'm a stickler for starting on time. All right. We're at the point now to where, if you, in fact, know how to fill out a property information sheet better than I do, then you do not need to hang on here. Just know that we need them completed, and we need yes or no answers. And, of course, we need all the star blanks filled in, or we can't process them. And then we'll get them in here by 4 o'clock on Thursday. Or if you are not attending live and you are going to be on the simulcast, then we can't process your property information sheets anyway. So you can either hang on here and learn how to fill them out, and or you can get off here because this doesn't apply to you. Either way, what I'm going to do from here is go over the property information sheet so that everybody else knows how to fill them out and where to get them to bring in three or four. So you can stay on now or you can get off now. In 30 seconds, I'm going to start that process. All right, here we go. The property information sheets you should have received by now, and or it's in my courses, and it's on the Gold Club website if you happen to be a Gold Club member. And if you aren't, go to ronsgoldclub.com and become a member, because you're going to be anyway. For $59 a month, the amazing amount of stuff you get on there, including all my forms and agreements, is just too good of a deal to pass up. If you want the property information sheet and you don't have it, go to ronlegrand.com/FISBO, FISBO, F-S-B-O, and you'll find it there as well. All right. Property information sheet is the heartbeat of our business. It's the thing that determines whether we have a suspect or a prospect. It is the sheet that will save you a ton of time talking to a bunch of worthless people that you don't need to talk to. And it is the difference between success and failure. And as Lynette just pointed out, if you bring some, you might get a deal. If you don't bring some, we promise you, you won't get a deal. Right, Lynette? So it's entirely up to you. So let me start by, where do I find these sellers? And the answer is very simple. You'll find them on Craigslist. You'll find them on multiple websites that where people go to advertise they have a house for sale. You'll find them on FISBO signs in front of people's houses, which incidentally is the best quality lead that you can get. So I'm asking you to bring three or four sheets that are filled out that are positive answers as to whether they'll take terms, and let Lynette work them for you, and we'll do it in class. You might have to call 8 or 10 sellers and fill out the property information sheets to get three or four yeses, but you won't call that many before you're going to get some positive responses. I can't impress upon you strongly enough how important it is that you do this, because if you don't, you're going to hate yourself while we're sitting there making money for everybody else in the class. And again, this is for those who are attending live. So you'll find them online, you'll find them on FISBO signs, and if you want to, you can go ahead and run an ad or two on Craigslist that you buy houses and let them contact you. Either way, they're not very difficult to find. Now, if you've got a VA, just tell the VA to make sure you have them, and they'll hunt them down for you, call on the property information sheets, and send them to you, and then you bring them to class. We would prefer that you call them yourself before you bring them to class, but you will get the scripts in your manual when you get it that will tell you exactly what to say when you do call them, depending on the answers they gave you on the property information sheet. And we're definitely going to cover all of that. If you'll look at your sheet, you'll notice that there are some blanks with stars on them. Please make sure there's an answer in every one of those blocks, because if you bring sheets that are blank and do not have those blocks filled in where the stars are, there's nothing Lynette can do with it. There's nothing I can do with it. There's nothing you can do with it. It's a worthless piece of paper until they are called and those blanks are filled in. So let me make it clear here. Lynette and I are going to work the leads after you or yours have talked to the seller and filled in those blanks. Then we're going to call the seller again and get to a conclusion on what kind of terms, and probably even make you an appointment for when you go back home to take the agreement out into the home and get it signed. And in fact, I'll be going over all of the agreements in the class. So make sure you fill in the blanks. At the top, you'll see the seller's asking price. Right below that, you'll see the question is, what do you think it would appraise for? Which means seller's estimated value. Fill in that blank. And then go down and complete the rest of the sheet. And then if you get a yes answer, come back and do some comp work. In other words, go on Zillow or Trulia, or what's that site you like, Lynette?
We like ePraisal.com.
ePraisal.
Okay. Yeah, ePraisal.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much easier you're going to get than it is on Zillow or Trulia, but whatever, go on there and find me a couple of comps, a couple of properties that are similar in size. Tell me what they sold for and stick it up there under your comps. But you don't need to do that, guys and gals, unless you feel like there's a reason to move forward, and that reason is that the seller has said yes to either a lease option or owner financing, or they'll sell for what's owed on it. So if you look in the oblong block there, you'll see the loan amount and the payments. If you bring one and it's got a blank in the loan amount and it's got a blank on the payment, you might as well keep it and use it for scratch paper because it's worthless to us. You got to ask the seller what they owe on the property, and I need an answer there because without it, we're dead in the water. And then you ask them, what's the payment? And then you ask them, is that principal, interest, taxes, and insurance? You'll see that little block there. And then the next thing is, okay, I assume your payments are current. And then if just check a yes, because they'll almost all be current. So just make sure that we know that they are. But I do need to know if it's PITI so that I can get a good feel what the payment is. Our whole deal is going to depend on that loan amount and that payment, and then, of course, whether the seller will entertain terms. So if you look right below that block, you'll see three squares with copy in them. On the left, it says, will you sell for what you owe? And it clearly states that you only ask that if there's a small gap between the asking price and the loan amount. If there is, you ask that question, and then you circle it, yes or no. Please make sure you circle them, yes or no. If they're not circled, yes or no, we're not going to do anything with it. And we're only looking for the ones that say yes to one of the questions in the middle there. And for your information, that's going to be approximately 35% of the total people you call, give or take, are going to have a yes there. So only if the gap is small now. Please don't ask that question if it's free and clear. That would be a dumb question, wouldn't it? Would you sell for what you owe? I don't owe anything. Well, okay, give me the house. No, that's not what you want to ask. And in the middle block, you'll see a lease option question. That question is designed to use if there's a mortgage on the house, then you ask the lease option question. If it's a mortgage of any size, if it's a $200,000 house and they owe $50,000, then I'd ask the owner financing question, which you'll see on the right. If the house is free and clear, you always go over to the right and you ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? Circle yes or no. Now, if you look right below that, if the answer is no, then you ask the lease option question. Just read it word for word, just as it is on the sheet, and circle yes or no. So now by looking at that, you'll see that Lynette and I are looking for a yes on one of those three blocks. That's all we need is one yes on one of those three blocks, and then she's going to call them and create some terms for you, create a deal for you, and get it orally accepted if we possibly can, so that we can prepare a contract and take it out into you can take it out into the field. So, and in fact, Lynette's even going to be around to take a look at your contracts.
That's right.
On Sunday to make sure that you leave with them properly filled out. Don't worry about whether they'll work in your state or not. These contracts are not going to put you at any risk. So even if your attorney wants to fix them, he can fix them later. Right now, I want to help you get through your first deal, and there's nothing you're going to put in those contracts going to harm you the way we fill them out. All right, so if you'll take a look down below that now, you'll see the information about the house. Definitely want the number of bedrooms and baths. Please don't come without that. Definitely want the square footage. And, of course, I want to know if it's vacant or occupied. If you look down there at the bottom, got to know that. And then in the middle, you'll see some very important questions. Is it listed? Please ask that question. Is it listed? Yes or no, because it's going to make a big difference on whether we can pursue it or not. And does it need any repairs? Most of them won't, but I want to know they don't. Most of your answers will be no, it doesn't. Well, great, if it does need repairs, tell us. And tell if, you know, all I need to know is if it's a little repairs, is it a lot of repairs, is it a major overall, what's the deal? And that'll tell us all I need to know there. So by and large, those are the questions that I have to have answers in. And if you will do that for us, I promise you, we will work our fannies off to turn those into dollars for you. Won't we, Lynette?
Yes, we will. We are so excited. Bring in your three best yeses, and we will do our magic. It's going to be awesome. We love doing deal structuring, free and clear, terms, owner financing, all of the above. And we are just ecstatic to see you at this incredibly unique once-in-a-lifetime event. You definitely do not want to miss out. So, Ron, you were saying we only call the ones that are at the actual live event, not the simulcast?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. Well, I could, if you want, I could fly in a day early Friday and get a jump start on some of the leads.
Well, I've already told them all. Now, maybe I didn't tell you guys. Thank you for bringing that up. We have to have your leads in here by 4 o'clock now on Thursday evening, so we can get them called on Friday for you.
Perfect.
And Lynette will be calling Saturday as well, but I want to get the bulk of them done on Friday. So get them in here to our office, and you can send them to our office. You should have the number on the email we sent you, but if you didn't, you can send them to 904-421-0181, 904-421-0181. Or you can send them to
Nikki@globalpublishinginc.com.
Nikki@globalpublishinginc.com. Okay. And Nikki's, here's another fax number in case that one doesn't work, 421-0182. That's 904 now, 904-421-0182 for fax, or to Nikki@globalpublishinginc.com. And guys, if you don't know how to scan it and you don't have a fax machine, you can take a picture of it with your cell phone and email it, but if you do, we got to be able to read it now. So make sure we can clearly read it or it won't work. And we'll take a look at it that way. It don't have to be pretty. It's just got to be readable. All right? So, Lynette, did I miss anything?
I think you covered it 100%. We are just super ecstatic to call your...
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
All right, I've got it opened up right now in case there's a burning question. And you can see why I don't like to open it with all the racket.
Oh, I got noisy.
Okay. For that.
The conference is in lecture mode.
You
right,
have
guys.
So much patience, Ron.
With that said, we'll see you bright and early on Saturday morning. Remember, we start at 8 a.m. now, not 9 a.m., and get your leads in here by 4 o'clock on Thursday, and we will be going till 6 o'clock on Saturday night and probably till 5 o'clock on Sunday night. So looking forward to the weekend. I'm excited about it. I'm ready for it. I got a brand-new manual sitting here. And, again, we have mailed all of them. We can mail all of them that we got today. So you will have to download it. You will on Friday, you will get the downloading code to download the manual. However, again, do not print this thing out. We're going to mail you one regardless whether we get it out today or Wednesday or whatever. So you do have one coming in the mail, even if you're online. So I wouldn't print it out. I'd just wait. So you can. What I would do is I'd download it into iBooks. It's going to come to you in a PDF form. Load it into iBooks or one of the other book apps, and then you can sit there and go through it page by page as I do it live in class. So,
wow,
okay.
Ron, you know more than me about that iBook stuff.
Well, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
This is going to be an awesome event.
Indeed.
It's a life changer, Ron. I mean, this is definitely the new wave of the future here.
Yep.
And
all right, guys. Thank you.
Friday morning, Ron.
All right. See you then.
Okay, bye.
Good night, everybody. Bye.